Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. You know, I said I had some special guests in the building. Well, you know, we love to tell you all the best parties to hit in Chicago. And I have another one here for you. A year ago, Lovers and Friends was created because there was a lack of spaces where Black and brown lesbians and queers, especially over the age of 30, can meet. So today, in the building, they are celebrating their one-year anniversary this weekend. I do have the founders. One of them is from Netflix's The Ultimatum Queer Love. We got Yoli in here and co-founder Kelly. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you so much for coming by. I got the little applause. You can't hear it, but everyone else can hear. I got the applause going. I have to say, I have been telling all my DJ friends around the country, I was like, you know, Chicago has some of the most unique parties. I was like, I mentioned your party in particular. I was like, it's 30 plus. I was like, that is kind of like crazy. Like, it's really been a big topic within the nightlife scene. And so I was wondering, you know, for you guys, when you're creating a party, how did this come about? You know, you two are friends, right? Like, really good friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had just moved back to Chicago after the show and single. And I go to Kelly's house and I'm like, how am I going to meet somebody? Like, like literally, I mean, there's gay bars in Chicago, but they're just young and just different. I'm like, how am I going to meet somebody who I like actually want to be with, not just like mess around with? So then,
well, then it was still a struggle because I actually had another friend who had around the same time asked the same thing, like hook me up with someone. And so I'm like, I don't know where to find anyone. I think we're of the age where people aren't going out like they used to. And that's really kind of how we came up with the 30 plus, is because we're like, we need to find people our age. And we thought at first, okay, everyone's probably having house parties or gatherings. And then we're like, no, because now everyone has kids. So their kids are home. So they're not, we can't go to someone's house to meet. So we have to just create this on our own. So we came together with some friends of ours who own a bar, a cocktail bar, and it's called Revolver, and it's in Wicker Park. And so
I love Revolver.
It's so good.
I've had some good times there.
Shout out Revolver. But so yeah, so that was where our first one was. And so it was supposed to be just something so small and just like a literal like pop in, pop out, have a couple of cocktails after work. And it just spiraled into
we thought we would be begging our friends to come. Like, please right. come out, please come out. And it was a line out the door. It wasn't budging. We were like, holy, and they, like.
It was 3,000 degrees in there.
Yeah.
For whoever was there, sorry.
Yeah,
thanks
and
for
Revolver
sticking it out.
Isn't like, yeah, it isn't a big venue.
No.
So you get a couple of good, especially if people like to dance, it's packed,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hold on. So you're telling me this whole party stemmed from Yoli, you wanting to be booed up? That's really where this whole thing came from?
Literally, I was like, where am I going to go, bro? Like, literally, what now? Like, it can't be in Boys Town. I'm like, it's just not the vibe. That's not the vibe I'm going for anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, at the time, 36 when I came back, and I'm like, literally, where am I gonna go? And she was like, okay, we gotta find you one, but like, how are we gonna find you somebody? Where can we meet someone? And it was literally like, we have no idea where to meet other people of our age group who also don't want to meet somebody at 2 a.m. either. Like, that's not the vibe either. So we also then made our party like very like adult friendly, as in like, you have like, if you have like Pilates in the morning or whatever, like our times are from 3 to 8 p.m. so that you
can,
like...
Yeah, it's a day party. And then you could get ready for work the next day, right?
Exactly.
Get what you need to get done.
So nice.
I know. I have to say that the day party is the beautiful thing to come out of, like, a nightlife experience. Like, people really... That's really... It seems like the vibes people want to go for. Yes. Because, again, you go to sleep 3, 4 a.m. And
no.
it's just like... It ruins your whole next day.
Yeah.
You know,
we used to be able to do it. But not anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. So, I do have to say... You know, I was a big fan of the Netflix show. I'm sure, like, you've seen a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I ran into you at another party, Sorry Poppy, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're from Chicago? And you're like, yeah, I was born and raised. So when you came back to Chicago, did you really, like, plan to start roots? I mean, this kind of created, like, a root for you with the party getting a lot of steam and stuff, but was that your plan? Like, I need to create something in Chicago?
I knew that I was living in Seattle when we filmed and everything, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to grow the way I wanted to in Seattle. Like, I knew I had to go back home to, like, I'm like, I don't know what's going to come out of the show, but I know that I want to bring whatever comes out of it, I want to bring home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Chicago, I knew it had to be back in Chicago. Now, I don't know if I want to stay here full time just because, honestly, the winters, I mean, this was a mild winter, but the winters are just
Yeah, I moved here 2 years ago. The winters have been, both have been mild. I haven't,
I haven't dealt with it.
So I'm like, okay, this is cute. And people are like, no, you don't understand.
No, it gets crazy.
And so with, I mean, seeing the parties, again, you said it started out at just like, it was supposed to be just a hangout, getting a couple of drinks. And now you're kind of taking it to other cities and it's really expanding. You know, did you guys expect that to happen within a year? It's a very short time for a party to really take off.
I mean, definitely not when we first started. I mean, we literally thought we were going to just be having our friends pop in and hang with us. And we were like, we have DJ friends. Like, we'll beg them to come spin for us. And, you know, again, it was our friends who owned the place. So we thought it was going to be so small. And then we started to quickly see, okay, we need a bigger place. And then, you know, just the social media following, being in other cities, also kind of gave us the idea, okay, we can take this somewhere. And that was really Yoli. Like, Yoli is always pushing for, like, what else can we do? Like, what, you know, what more can we do? So
it's the Leo in me.
it's a little, the dreamer, right? You always have, like, a dreamer of the team that's like, oh, but we could do more. You're like, okay.
So, no, we definitely didn't think it was going to be what it is, but it's fun to be in a place where we can just, really, it's just figuring out, like, what do we want? Because the party really started as like a vision for like, what type of party do we like and that we can't find for like ourselves being, you know, like Black and brown lesbians, but we have straight friends and we go to straight clubs and we like to dress up and, you know, like you don't always have a space for that. So it really started from wanting it to be what we like and then kind of just seeing, okay, what are people missing? What do people want? And trying to provide that. And so then it's also looking like other events besides the big parties that we do and, you know, just kind of trying to just fill voids, I guess.
No, and I do think it's really important when I was reading kind of, you know, for your 1 year party, that's going to be this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Where is it going to be at?
Underground.
And the time, and it's 3 to 8? 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
People are like, I think I could do that, get in bed by a decent time.
It's nice, yeah. Do your Peloton in the morning still, you're fine.
No, and I do have to say, especially like, you know, being in the queer community and having a lot of friends, I know a lot of my, you know, male friends that are gay say that the biggest problem for them, especially one of my friends, Anish, she's Indian, he says, like, the scene in Chicago could sometimes be very, you know, white-leaning, you know, like, culturally. Or, like, so he's like, I just feel like, you know, the people of color scene within the queer community in Chicago could be lacking. So when I saw your party, I was like, it's all the things I wanted to talk about. I mean, over 30, you know, trying to unite Black and brown people. And I figured it was for you guys because I saw the DJs that you guys were booking were like really good. I'm like, okay, they're trying to party. I was like, they're not even just trying to throw a party to make money. They want a party because you guys book really good DJs. And so for you guys, like when you're creating like, you know, this kind of mission statement for your party, why were those things so important to you?
Go ahead. Well, kind of like to what you were saying, the gay scene in Chicago, and I think in most major cities, is white dominated. And that goes down to like the music and the dress code, et cetera. So I don't want to hear like Juvenile then mixed into like Escada or something. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? We want to hear our music of our time and I guess take up space in traditionally like straight places. Also, like underground is, I mean, if you look at the reviews, it's, but we've talked to the bouncers and we've talked to the owners and they're like, absolutely. Like, we get it. And we're like, we can't discriminate mass presenting people for maybe not wearing heels, even though they're women. Like, you got to understand what the crowd that we have. And they're like, so down with it. So we've been able to set our expectations at these establishments and show that women do have huge spending power The queers are not this small little like minority in the city. It's huge. We literally have to keep getting bigger venues. So
I love that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful thing too. Especially like, I love that this was not, I still can't get over the intention of this party. You're always like, I'm trying to find someone. Okay. That's why we're throwing a party. So that, which is crazy, I think, for people to hear, like even the dress code thing, like you said, mass presenting women wearing, you're pulling up in Jordans or, you know, their Air Force Ones or something. And so, you know, moving past, so now I know because I seen on Instagram, Yoli, so you are now booed up.
Yes.
Did that happen outside of the party or?
Outside of the party. That was on the streets of IG.
You look happy. Congratulations, yeah, by the way. Y'all look so cute.
Thank you. Yeah, very happy.
And so now you could just focus on really building this party, right?
Yes.
Now that you found your boo thing.
Yeah. Roll up my sleeve. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's still like in the forefront for us because we literally have so many people in the comments being like, where can I find my next wife? Where can I find my next boo? And we realize we also attract like a very, you know, like, heavy pockets and like, you know, cute crowds. So we're like, okay, we need to do like some sort of like speed dating. Like that's still in the works, even though cute. We're booed up and fine. And
yeah, no. I love that. No. So I feel like, that's another thing, you know, seeing Chicago, being in Chicago and you'll be from the West Coast. Like there's not like a sapphic areas in a lot of city in the West Coast. And when I saw that here, I thought it was crazy. And then you read the history of how kind of, the history of sapphic bars and sapphic establishments, how they were, you know, kind of the overlining, you know, rumor is, oh, it doesn't, they don't spend as much as gay men. You know, they're not making as much money as the gay clubs, you know, but it's like, if you're over 30, we all got money to spend, you know, like exactly. When you're grown, you have a little bit more money and you're ready to have a good time.
Yeah.
Especially like with us, you go out the weekend and you save up the whole week so you could spend a lot of money that one time exactly. Because that's all you have the energy for. And so what are your guys' future plans for Lovers and Friends, you know?
Phew. So many plans. I mean, it's literally just like thinking of things that we think would be fun and filling voids. So we want to continue to like pull in our Latino crowd. So we had a party at Blind Barber that was specifically like, you know, salsa, bachata. We had a...
you guys had a dance
yeah,
class,
like
right?
Okay, I saw an IG. Class in there. Yeah. So, like, we'll do that periodically. We want to do the speed dating. We want to pull in our moms and our parent crowd and maybe do some little mom link-up kind of situations, little house party. Like, we have things, you know, in mind that we want to do on top of, like, going to the other cities and just trying to bring our vibe to those cities.
Yeah, again, you guys have gotten so much accomplished in just the year. I can't
Thank
even
you.
Imagine.
You definitely don't think that enough.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, because especially like, you know, working within the industry or nightlife and being a DJ, like I've seen a lot of parties take like 5 years to get to where you guys have gotten to. Yeah, no, it's you guys are definitely doing your thing. And so what could people expect this Sunday, who's DJing? I know you guys always got really hot DJs. I know you guys had, like, Jay Stereo in the past and stuff. Like, what are the vibes this Sunday? How's everyone going to come dressed? I saw on the description you said get your knees ready, right? Stretch out your knees.
Knees need to be ready for every party.
You want the Megan Thee Stallion,
yes,
like...
those Meg knees for sure. Even if it's just for 3 minutes so you have to go sit back down. Get the knees activated. So we have Cut Cuz and DJ All The Way K.
We love All The Way K. It's just part of our DJ collective.
So we have them. K, actually, she was our DJ for our very first party. And then she was with us when we went to Oakland. So we love her for sure. I mean, we love all of our DJs that we've had. But yeah, so that's the vibe. It's going to be 90s hip-hop, 90s R&B, Afro beats, reggaeton. That's pretty much the vibe. And, it's, you know, just trying to do, like, the music that people our age love. And, you know, we don't really always get into, like, the current radio songs, you know.
And then what's the attire? What's the dress code?
Girl, so Beyonce really did her number on us. It's, we wanted to be cowboy and, like, Western and, like, go all out. So I'm, like, curious to see how many, like, the Western hats we see, the cowboy boots for sure, everyone will have some. I'm also curious to see how the more mass-presenting people will dress up.
Yeah.
Like, will it be more denim on denim fits? But we're just like, go
the Canadian
Western.
Tuxedo? Yeah. A lot of Canadian so tuxedos.
Somebody was in the DM saying she wanted to find a holster. I'm like, that's cute.
People are going all out.
Chaps.
Oh, I love that. No, it's it's a vibe. I love that you guys have a theme to it, too.
Yeah.
Again, that's this Sunday, Underground. And where could people go to get tickets?
Well, if you go to our Instagram, that's probably the easiest. Lovers, Friends, Shy is our Instagram, and our link has everything in there. So, you know, you can get tickets there. You can email us. You can DM us. All the
cute. And I'm going. I already know.
Yes.
I'm going to be there.
Yes.
I ordered my outfit. You guys, Fashion Nova has a sale going on. I got 40% off. Yeah, I got 40% off. I already ordered it. I'm going. I said, for a year, I've been saying I'm going to go to this party. I'm going this Sunday. And so, again, we have, if you're just joining us, we have the founders of the Lovers and Friends Party here in Chicago, Yoli and Kelly. Now, Yoli, I do have to say, like, for a minute, that show, Netflix Queer Ultimatum, like, that was my, was it comfort show? Like, I was, like, painting my house. I had, like, you know, I was just Sam and Ozzy were arguing in the background. I was just painting away. I was doing my little DIY things around the house. And I was just, like,
I'm sobbing in the corner, and you're, like, free pants.
Yeah, I was just, like, right? I was, like, who's Yoli making out with right now? I was, like, okay, this is episode 4. We're on episode 4.
Oh, so
what was it like getting on? Like, did you guys think that show was going to explode the way it did? I mean, it was huge.
I still don't realize that it's huge. Like, I don't, like, I'm just like, oh, that show. Or I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, a Netflix show. And people are like, hold on, it was Queer Ultimatum. I literally don't realize the impact of it yet until I, like, yesterday I was at Target, like, a little small Target. And I walk in, I go to, like, a little makeup section, and I hear a gasp, and I'm always like, okay. It doesn't always mean it's me, right? Like, I'm not the only person in the world. So I'm just like, okay, just, and it's just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm sorry, but, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, in a really far away Target. So, like things like that'll happen where I'm, like, in the middle of nowhere. I was in Mexico, in a tiny city off the coast in Mexico, and I hear, like, a, excuse me, and I'm like, oh, my God, and it was, like, a queer Belizean couple. So, like, from everywhere in the world, like, I've been able to meet people and just hearing the stories about how it's impactful to everyone's, I guess, like, lives of seeing themselves, like, represented has been incredible.
Yeah, and I will say I actually had a straight watch party with my straight guy friends. Like, one of them was in the military. He was in Saudi Arabia. Wow. And we'd bring him into the, like, stream so we could all watch it together. Wow. Like, it was just crazy, the demo. Again, I told you, like, my parents watched it. Like, we would,
no,
like, on our Sunday talks, and be like, oh my gosh, okay, so what do you guys think?
That's so funny.
Like, who's gonna get proposed to? And so for you, like, coming out of that, I was wondering, because we've seen it, especially with this past season of, like, Love is Blind, the Netflix reality shows, like, everyone wants that. That's everyone's, like, but along with that, you see everyone get the Twitter, the Instagram, the memes, the criticism. Like, there's a lot of, like, positivity, but there's also a lot of negativity. Like, everyone gets put through it, even if you're, like, the good edit, right? Like, everyone gets their dirt, and people make fun of them and stuff. Like, for you, how did you deal with that mentally, you know? You were just living your life, and then now everyone knows you and is talking about you.
Yeah. I consider myself somebody who's, like, pretty, like, stable and has high self-esteem, but there were times where I would have to literally, like, shut my phone down, because every time I opened it, it was just, like, and people at you. People have no problem being, like, at Yoli Rojas, why do you look like a blah, 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 blah in this episode? And I'm like, oh, my God. But then you also get, like, oh, my God, I love you, queen. And you're like, whoa. It's just, it's so much. And I think that people don't talk about how devastating it is, almost, like, to just even to be pulled in so many directions, or even in a positive way. Like, it's just a lot. So I spent a lot of time with my family. I spent a lot of time in, like, I would go, like, to remote Chicagoland area, like, places where it was just, like, a different demographic where I know that people probably didn't see the show or wouldn't see me, and just try and, like, relax and, like, breathe and still be, like, even walking my dog, I'd have people pull over. So it's just, like, I can't even walk my dog.
In their cars?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's just, like, dang, what's my safe space? Like, I was, like, I just had to find what makes me me, which is, like, usually walking in nature or working out or whatever. Like, I needed to find spaces that I could, like, feel comfortable in, where people, where I could just be. And like, if I have a booger in my nose, I'm not like worried. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I can just be regular. But that and therapy and I mean, antidepressants help too. I mean, I think as a Latina, we don't talk about that enough either. Like, it's like, just be stronger. But I had to get on what I had to get on, and it definitely helped like stabilize me.
And then I love this like full circle moment. I think the fandom like went crazy. Like the two worlds kind of collided. You actually had Mal at one of your parties, right? I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild. I mean, did you do that for the plot or, you know?
You know what's wild is that Mal, I know, so Mal's best friends with Kelly's wife. So I met Kelly through Mal, right?
Yeah. Isn't that very like lesbian?
Full circle.
I was going to say, yeah. It is lesbian culture to still be like cool with all like all your exes and stuff.
Yeah.
But so, did you guys plot that? You're like, oh my gosh, you should host the party, you know?
It literally just kind of came out of, not of nowhere. I mean, I think that it was always a thought that they would be hosting a party together just by virtue of them being on the show together and having been in a relationship. So, yeah, I mean, Mal was down. She had always, because we are still cool. Like Mal is a friend of mine still. So she had made it known that she would always be down to host something with us. So it wasn't, you know, for a plot or anything like that. It just kind of happened. And it was cool. And that was the one party that we opened up to 21 and up instead of 30.
Oh, okay.
And it was
fun. We don't want to gatekeep that. I'm like, this is the first time. We probably won't do another party together. So we're like, let's like open it up for Chicago, 21 and up. Let's go.
And it was nice because I feel like people were, not I feel like, I know that people were expecting drama or whatever, especially because Yoli's current girlfriend was there. You know, so people were probably just thinking the worst, and I would see it in the comments. And like what Yoli talks about as far as what she went through with, you know, people's comments and just all the stuff. It was interesting, especially as a good friend of hers. Like, I would always be trying to be in the comments. Comments were like, you know,
they were trying to tee. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then it was like so cool. Like, Nick, Yoli's girlfriend, she's cool. Like, her and Mal were fine. Like, it was cool.
You're like, joke's on you. We're getting champagne drunk and having a good time and dancing.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I love that. And like, you know, like the heteronormative culture will not understand. But the queer culture gets it, you know?
Right.
So again, if you want to have a good time this Sunday, Underground Lovers and Friends Shy on Instagram is where you could go. Thank you so much, Kelly and Yoli, for your time. Thank you for stopping by Vocalo.
For sure.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys at the party, right?
Yeah, better see you Sunday.
All right, we're going to get back to the music. It's Vocalo Radio.